The third planet in our tour of the outer planets is a planet teeming with mysteries. And one of these mysteries is almost impossible to explain if the solar system was formed out of stellar dust, as evolutionists insist. On today's Creation Moment, Uranus. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Saturn, at 887 million miles from the Sun, was the furthest object known in the solar system until, in 1781, when Uranus was discovered by William Herschel. Uranus is 1.78 billion miles from the Sun, so its discovery more or less doubled the known size of the solar system. Its great distance has limited its exploration by unmanned spacecraft. Only Voyager 2 has achieved a near flyby in 1986. However, this flyby, with the addition of observations from the Hubble Space Telescope, has pointed out a number of strange things about this anomalous planet. Like the other gas giants, Uranus has a magnetic field and its own system of moons, as well as the second best set of planetary rings in the solar system. However, its polar axis is angled at 98 degrees to the solar system normal, compared with 23.5 degrees for the Earth. Not only that, but viewed from above its north pole, Uranus rotates clockwise. Most other planets, including Earth, rotate counterclockwise. Currently, 27 moons are known to orbit Uranus, all doing so approximately in the same plane as the planet's equator and rings, with most of them orbiting in retrograde direction. It's hard to see how the anomalous motions and inclinations could have come about if the solar system was simply formed of stellar dust, as evolutionary astrophysicists suggest. Since God is a God of infinite creativity, the direct creation of the Uranus system makes much more sense.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.